各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with all of you.
感谢神的带领。2012年很快就要结束了。
We thank God for His guidance. We're nearing the end of the year 2012.
这个安息日是这一年的最后第二个安息日。
And today is the second to the last Sabbath day of this year.
所以，我们应都记得不久之前才新年而已，现在这一年又要结束了。
It was not too long ago that we celebrated the New Year of 2012.
我们在这个年末的时候，很多人出外旅行，有很多的活动。我们感谢神给我们这个机会，大家能一起聚集在安息日的时候来敬拜神。
We thank God that during the end of the year, many people are traveling, and we're able to have this opportunity to come together to worship God.
今天早上呢，小弟要用竭力保守合一的心做题目跟大家来查考分享。
Today, I'd like to share with you the topic striving to keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们来看一节经节，然后来进入这个主题。
Let us turn to a Bible verse.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们请看第一节。
Please read verse 1.
以弗所书四章一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当以蒙召的恩相称。
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
第二节说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Verse 2, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love.
第三节，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合一合而为一的心。
Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这段圣经呢是使徒保罗在劝勉教会的信徒要能够保守神所赐的合而为一的心。
Here, Paul encouraged the members in Ephesus to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们古时候就有这个谚语这样说，团结就是力量。
There's a saying in the from the olden days that together we have strength.
然后如果家和万事兴。
And if we are together as a family, everything will prosper.
所以不管是团结或者是家里面和睦，都在强调能够合一的重要。
And so no matter what it is a group of people or a family, it is important for us to be unified.
主耶稣也讲过一个事实。
Jesus once mentioned,
在马太福音第十二章。
In Matthew chapter 12.
他针对有些人质疑他靠什么能力赶鬼的这件事情的时候。
There were some people who had doubts of his ability to cast out demons.
人心里会想说，这个有人在想说，耶稣基督他是靠什么东西赶鬼？
They questioned the power that Jesus had to cast out demons.
我们看马太福音十二章的第二十五节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 25.
二十五节说，耶稣知道他们的意念，就对他们说：“凡一国自相纷争，就成为荒场；一城一家自相纷争，必站立不住。”
Verse 25, but Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand.
26节说，如果撒旦赶逐撒旦，就是自相纷争，他的国怎么能站得住呢？
Verse 26, if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand?
所以主耶稣这段话讲说，一个国家，一个城市，一个家庭，如果里面是争争吵吵的话，他说必定会败坏，也一定站立不住。
Here Jesus said that if a kingdom or a city or a house were to be divided, it would not stand.
那这个包括在灵界里面都是这样子。
And it is true in the spiritual realm.
那所以其实这个魔鬼要破坏教会， 他的方法很简单的。
If Satan were to destroy the church, it is very easy.
他只要破坏教会的合一啊，他就可以得逞了，他计谋就可以得逞了。
If he were only to target the unity of the church, he would be able to achieve his goal.
他让教会里面的人自相纷争啊，相咬相吞，那么这个教会就败亡了。
If he were to cause the church to be divided and people to fight against one another, he would succeed.
所以魔鬼根本不需要亲自下手，他只要在教会里面造成人跟人之间的纷争，那么他所要达到的目的就可以达到。
In other words, Satan did not need to attack the church himself. He just needed to cause division.
那个在以弗所书四章第一节，我们刚刚所读到的说，他说我们现在是蒙神的恩，被神所召的人了。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, it mentioned that we have been called.
所以我们现在是蒙神召的人，蒙神选召的人。
We have been called or chosen by God.
在哥罗西书里第三章里面说，我们就是属神的选民了。
And in Colossians chapter 3, it mentioned that we are a chosen people of God.
然后我们就是圣洁蒙爱的。
And we are holy and we are beloved.
因为来召我们的这个神是圣洁的神。
Because the God who has called us is holy.
那被他所召的人就要成为圣洁的国民。
And for that reason, the people that he has called will become a holy nation.
那被他召的就是被蒙他的爱，就是领受他的爱的人。
And those who are called by him will receive his love.
那我们被神所召的人在圣经里面他是这样子描述的。
And the Bible describes the group of people who have been called by God.
我们现在看哥林多前书第十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
请看第三节。
Please read verse 3.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
我们被神所召的，其实是神的灵在我们心里动工，感动我们的结果。
The reason why we have been called is that God has worked in us so that our hearts are moved.
所以当我们听到耶稣的道理，我们就愿意接受，说耶稣是我的救主，他给我的救恩，我愿意领受。
And because of that, when we hear Jesus' calling, we are moved to accept his message.
那我们接受耶稣是我们的主之后呢，我们接下来会采取一个作为。
Once we have received Lord Jesus as our Lord, we will follow with an action.
我们看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
第十三节这里说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，允于一位圣灵。
It says that for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
我们如果愿意称耶稣是我们的救主，接下来我们会接受耶稣的宝血的洗礼。
If we're willing to accept Jesus as our Savior, we will naturally receive his baptism.
那这个洗礼是在圣灵的见证底下，借着水。其实在灵里面是耶稣的宝血，然后我们罪被赦免。
And the baptism is performed with the witness of the Holy Spirit through the water, and in this we can receive baptism.
然后我们就成了一个身体，我们就连在耶稣基督这个身体上。
And because of this, we receive, we become a new body that is attached to the body of Christ.
然后每一个人就像这个身体里面的一个肢体，现在都连属耶稣基督了。
Every one of us is a member that is attached to the body of Christ.
然后我们也饮于一位圣灵。
And we also drink from the same spirit.
那这个圣灵呢，就是就像生命的活水，要滋润我们的心灵，让我们的生命能够变得丰盛。
The Holy Spirit is a living water that will allow our lives to be full.
所以被耶稣所召的人，我们就称为神家里的人，就不再是客旅，也不再是外人了。
Once we have been called by Jesus, we have become a member of this household. We are no longer a traveler.
那我们现在被耶稣所召的人是蒙耶稣的恩典。
And for those of us who have been called by Jesus, we have been called by His grace.
因为我们被召以前，我们本来活在世上是跟世人是一样的。
Because before we were called, we lived in this world like any other person.
在以弗所书第二章里面，他在强调一个事实，就是我们在认识耶稣以前，我们每一个人其实都是远离神的，都是心里没有神的人。
In the book of Ephesians, it says that before we came to know Christ, we were far away from God.
我们是跟基督无关的，我们在神所应许他的选民的诸约上面，我们是局外人，是没有份的。
And we had no relationship with God, and we were outside of the covenant of God and His chosen people.
那以弗所书二章的第十二节啊。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12,
以弗所书二章十二节说，我们如果是一个没有神的人呢，其实我们活在世上是没有指望。
It says that if we are without Christ, we live in this world without hope.
那我们如果没有神，就是说我们现在做什么事情，行事为人，就是我爱怎么做就怎么做。
The consequence of not having God is that we then are free to do whatever we want.
也就是说，我们可以随自己的意识生活，看起来是很自由的人。
It seems that it is very free for us to do whatever, however we want to live.
那其实他这里特别说，活在世上如果没有神的人，其实是没有指望。
But here it says that if we live in this world without God, we also live without hope.
一个没有神的人，他自以为有的指望其实都是空的。
A person who thinks that he has hope, actually he does not have hope.
因为我们人活在世上，本来我们都很自然的被教导要对事情有一个计划，我们对我们的未来都总是有一个愿景，说将来我要达到什么目标。
That's what we're taught by the society that when while we are on earth, we need to have a plan for our future.
所以学生孩子出生的时候，我们就教导他要。对将来要有一个目标。
When a child is born, we teach him to have a goal in life.
那就要学各种才艺啊，要充实各种知识。
We would teach this child to learn many things and to gain knowledge.
所以将来可以进一个比较好的学校。
So that this child will enter into a good university.
然后得到好的教育之后，他将来有一个比较可能比较稳定啊，也能够生活比较舒适的一个。工作。
Once he completes his education, he will find a good job and he will have live a comfortable life.
然后孩子将来组成他们自己的家庭，他们自己有自己的生活空间。
So that he will form his own family and has a family life.
但是其实我们不管在怎么样计划，我们的指望到底有多远，当死亡一来到的时候，其实全部都变空了。
But no matter how we plan our life, when death comes at the door.All is lost.
所以很多人他们面对突然的死亡的时候，就觉得很伤心了。
So there are many people who, once they face death, they're very sorrowful.
就看到，所以死亡是像一个最有力量的强盗，把人所有的一切的指望都把它夺走了。
In other words, death is like the greatest robber that can rob you of your life or your hope.
所以如果一个人是没有神的话，他的生活态度是不一样的。
Therefore, a person without God will have a different attitude towards life.
今天圣经里面讲了一句话，他说：“如果我们认为没有神，那我们就吃吃喝喝吧。”
The Bible even says that if we do not have God, it might as well that we just live and be, we drink and be merry.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章的第三十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32.
十五章三十二节这里说，我们若当日像寻常人，在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若使人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
Verse 32, if in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
所以这里当然圣经里面是在强调这个人在耶稣基督死了之后会有复活的盼望。
Here it is trying to emphasize that when we die, we have the hope of resurrection.
那是因为我们在耶稣基督里面才有这个指望的了。
And it is because we're in Christ that we have this hope.
那按照圣经在哥林多前书十五章里面所描述的呢，你每一个人死了之后，其实都会复活。
According to the description in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, everyone who dies will resurrect.
因为将来要经过一个大审判。
Because there will be a great judgment.
所以死人复活这件事情是事实。
So it is a fact that the dead will rise.
那只是说复活之后要接受审判的结果是永远的得救还是永远的沉沦。
But the judgment, the great judgment that comes after will determine whether you receive eternal life or eternal condemnation.
所以将来我们所做的现在所做的每一件事情将来都要付出代价的。
And so we need to pay a price for everything that we do in this life.
那这一节圣经是说如果没有死人复活的话，那这样我们就吃吃喝喝快乐就好，因为死了就没有了嘛。
And so Paul mentioned, if the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
那所以其实今天很多世上的人生活的态度就是这样，像这样子的。
And it is true that there are many people in this society who live their life like this.
那接着说总是活着能够享受就尽量的享受，因为以后可能没机会了。
They feel that as long as they can enjoy this present life, they will take the opportunity because they feel they will have no chance in the future.
所以没有神的人，他的生活的目标跟方向都跟有神的人不一样。
Therefore, people who do not have God have a different life goal compared to people who have God.
那事实却是一个认为没有神的人，并不会因为他的认为神就不存在。
But it is not. God will not cease to exist simply because those who do not believe in God do not believe that He exists.
一个心里面认为没有神的人，实际上是心里他自己没有办法感受神的存在而已。
The reason why people do not believe in God is that they do not feel the presence of God.
那所以如果是没有神，那么他的做事呢，就是会跟着这个周遭的潮流而走。
And because they do not feel God exists, they will do everything according to the trends of the society.
我们现在看以弗所书二章第二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6.
以弗所书二章二节。
I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
二章二节说，那时候你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
然后第三节说，我们从前也都是在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Verse 3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
一个没有神的人，他的那个生活走向就是跟着潮流在前进的。
A person without God will live his life according to the trends of the society.
很难有自己的定见啊。
It is hard for him to have an anchor in life.
因为今天这个社会，说实在的，这个大众传播媒体的力量实在是太大了。
And because of the influence of the media,
我们每一天呢都会接受很多不同的信息。
We receive multiple messages.
眼睛一张开，你看到的是广告。
Through our eyes from commercials.
打开电脑，里面就是很多很多的这个消息就传进来了。
From various messages from our computers.
所以，其实我们今天一个人如果没有神来做我们的这个灵魂的锚啊。我们真的会随着潮流一直的随波逐流。
If we do not allow God to be our anchor in life, we will drift away with the society's trend.
但是我们今天会坐在这里，其实因为是我们蒙神的恩典选召。
But the reason why we have gathered together here, it is because we have been chosen through the grace of God.
所以保罗在说，他这个我们有一个这个蒙召的恩呢，我们蒙召本身是一个恩典。
So Paul mentioned that there is the grace of the calling. It means that we have been called through the grace of God.
所以是神的恩怜悯跟神的拣选临到我们，才有今天这个结果。
It is through the mercy of God and God's choosing that we are here today.
是神主动来呼叫我们。
It is God Himself that proactively called us.
就好像 神从一堆的这个被关起来的囚犯里面、哦、把我们叫出来一样。
As if he chose us among a group of prisoners.
你看，一个没有自由的人，他怎么有可能去找到他所喜爱的呢？
How can a person without freedom come to learn something that he loves?
你看这个被关起来监狱里面的人，他没有自由。
A prisoner, after he has been jailed for a while, he realizes that he has no freedom.
他根本没有办法真的去找到一个真的让他很羡慕，他想也没有办法，因为他被限制住了，他没有办法。
He is not able, he has no access to find something that is worthy of his love.
所以蒙召的概念就是我们本来就是被关起来监狱里面的囚犯。
What does it mean to be called? It means that we had been once a prisoner.
是神来把我们叫出来。
And God came to call us out.
然后呢，所以不是我们出于自己，而是神赐给我们的恩典。
It is not us out of our own initiatives that we gain this grace, but God gave the grace to us.
那包括我们会想要去认耶稣是我们的主，这个信心也是神赐给我们的。
In addition, the faith that we have, the faith that allows us to recognize God as Lord, that has also been given to us.
所以我们今天蒙召的人说，所有的一切都是从神领受的，说实在的。
So for those of us who have received the grace of God, we have received not of our own.
所以主耶稣才会说，他说是我拣选你们、啊、不是你们拣选我，要搞清楚。
That is why Jesus mentioned or emphasized that it is He Himself that chose us, not we ourselves.
那现在他说我们现在既然是蒙召，如果这个恩典我们有感受到的话，那我们现在行事为人呢，就要跟这个恩相称，就要配合我们所蒙的恩来做相对的改变。
Today, if we're able to understand or realize the grace of God, then we must carry ourselves in accordance with the grace of God.
也就是说，我们今天被神所叫出来的，本来都是被关起来的监狱里面的囚犯，现在被叫出来了，一定有目的的，不然神不会把我们叫出来。
It means that if we were prisoners and now we have been called out, there is a purpose for us being chosen.
所以神一定把他所要他的工作交给这个被叫出来的人，要他去执行。
And God will assign a task for the one that has been called.
那如果我们了解这个神的这个目的呢，那我们现在被叫出来的人呢，被选召的人，我们现在的生活方式就要跟着做改变，跟以前在监牢里面一定要不一样。
If we understand that we have been called, we must live our life different from our past.
那所以呢，我们一定要先了解说，我们其实蒙召的这个恩典本身呢，是神付出很大的代价，而且是极其荣耀的。
We also must understand that the grace of God was given to us because God paid a great sacrifice, and it is such honor to receive this grace.
我们看以弗所书一章的第六节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6.
以弗所书一章六节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
第七节说，我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
八节说，这恩典是神用诸般的智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
Verse 8, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence.
所以今天这个恩典是其实是耶稣基督已经付了生命的代价才有的。
The reason why we're able to receive this grace is that the Lord Jesus himself has already paid the price.
所以你看今天一个人要从被关监牢里面能够被放出来是要付代价。
Likewise, today if we want to save someone from jail, we need to pay a price.
主耶稣被钉十字架流血之后才有我们今天这个自由。
And Jesus himself, he was nailed on the cross and shed his blood. That is why we have received this grace from
him. 那现在既然我们如果了解这个恩典之后，我们现在行事为人就要来改变了。
If we understand this grace, we will change the way we walk.
那我们现在新的行事为人的原则是什么呢？
And what are the principles we should abide by as we live our life?
因为过去旧的我们被关在监牢里面的生活是 我们随从自己的私欲，我们想要做什么就做什么，我们本来是没有指望，也是没有神的人。
When we were still prisoners, we had no hope, we had no God, although we could do whatever we wanted.
我们通常只是想到我们自己啊。
We only thought of ourselves.
但是现在被叫出来以后，蒙召以后，现在就改变，就不同了。
But now that we have been called, we are different, and we need to be different.
好，那我们现在看第二节，四章第二节，以弗所书四章二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2.
四章二节这里说要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
Verse 2, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering.
那我们这里就谈到这三点，我们现在看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter
3.哥罗西书第三章，我们现在看第十二节。
Verse 12。
三章十二节说：“所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。”
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering.
所以现在新的行事原则，如果按哥罗西书三章十二节这里。就是这几个重点了。
These are the main points that we should abide by as we walk.
现在我们一个人行事就要开始存怜悯的心。
For example, when we live our life, we need to have mercy.
那存怜悯呢？所谓怜悯就是对人对事呢都不会非常严厉的。
We need to be merciful towards events and people.In our life.
因为我们会了解说人难免都会犯错的。
And we will realize that all of us make mistakes.
人不可能一辈子都不犯错。
And it's impossible for anyone to live his whole life without making any mistakes.
那所以当一个人偶然被过犯所胜的时候，我们对这样的一个事实一定要存同情怜悯的心呢。
And when we notice that someone has made a mistake, we must have the heart of compassion and mercy.
凡事一定要多留余地。
And we need to leave room, give them the benefit of doubt.
我们要能够容忍有些人无心的过错。
We need to be able to, tolerate or accept some mistakes made by others.
我们要想到说，有一天我们也有可能犯错。
We also understand that we someday, may make a mistake as well.
你看，当我们犯错的时候，我们希望别人怎么样待我们。
And we must remember how we would want to be treated when we make a mistake.
我们一定希望说别人会给我们怜悯。
Of course, we will want others to have mercy on us.
所以主耶稣在路加福音第六章这样说。
That is why Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 6.
路加福音六章的第三十一节。
Verse 31.
六章三十一节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 31.
你们愿意人怎么样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
Luke chapter 6, verse 31. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise.
我们如果想一想，有一天如果我们也犯错，在神面前有亏欠的时候，我们多么希望说神能够原谅我们。
Let's just imagine if we make a mistake one day and we're facing God, how will we want God to treat us?
然后别人如果对我们有这个同理心，会直接说啊，实在是真的，要这种情况下真的是很困难。我们也会觉得很感谢
and if,
很安慰
and if our friends or our brothers and sisters feel compassion for us or feel empathy how will we feel
所以我们如果想到我们需要别人怜悯，那么我们就需要先怜悯别人。
If we understand that we also need other people's compassion or empathy, we will have more mercy or empathy towards others.
所以一个蒙召的人，他对事对人呢，本身呢那个心情都不一样，那个心都会比较软。
And so a person who has been called by God will have a heart of mercy. This person will be soft towards others.
因为当我们的心呢，能够感受到主耶稣基督的爱的时候呢，我们的心呢，一定是那种富有怜悯心的，不会是那种很冷酷的。
Once we have been moved by the love of God, our heart will be.Tender and kind.
然后接下来呢，他说要存哥罗西书三章十二节，接下来要说要存恩慈的心。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. It says that we need to have a heart of kindness.
那这个恩慈的心就是对人有恩，对人有爱。
It means to have love and
会有爱哈，
会恩慈。
然后你看一个恩慈的人哦，一个人若是有恩慈的心哦，那个人会喜欢靠近。
We notice that people like are drawn towards people who are kind.
没有人喜欢去亲近那个很严厉的人。
Nobody wants to get close to someone who is very harsh.
因为严厉哦，会让人觉得很害怕。
Because we are afraid of people who are very harsh.
因为其实我们每一个人从小都是在这个父母的爱，哦，跟恩慈底下被养大的。
All of us have been nurtured under the kindness of our parents.
父母对儿女如果没有恩慈、没有爱啊，那个孩子肯定长不大。
And if the parents do not have kindness or love towards their children, the children will not grow up normally.
那所以这是为什么？其实我们每一个人都先领受了别人所给我们的恩慈跟爱，我们都已经领受过了。
All of us have received the kindness and love from others.
只是有时候我们不会去想而已。
But sometimes we do not think about it.
那现在我们现在对人要有恩慈的心。
So from now on, we should have a heart of kindness towards others.
其实怜悯跟恩慈都是神的性情之一。
Actually, mercy and kindness are both characteristics of God.
因为我们今天蒙神所造的人，我们会具有神的性情。
Because we have been chosen by God, we ought to have the characters of God.
神曾经这样子向众人宣告。
And God once proclaimed to all mankind.
我们现在看出埃及记三十四章，神当时候向摩西这样大声说的。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34. God proclaimed to the people of Israel, or to Moses.
我们现在看出埃及记三十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
第五节。
Verse 5.
出埃及记三十四章五节说，神在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告神的名。
Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
第六节说，神在他面前宣告说，主神，主神是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Verse 6, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
你看这个是神他自己说的。
This is the way that God described himself.
他说他是有怜悯有恩典的神。
He said that he is a merciful and gracious Lord.
他并不是那种很严厉，那个很冷酷，一下子就会发怒的那种神，不是。
He is not a God who is very harsh or easily angered.
他是有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
He is full of mercy, goodness and truth.
所以其实我们今天如果会了解到认识我们召我们出来这个神有这个特质。
If we understand this characteristic of God who has called us.
那我们现在对人对事啊，我们都会有同样的心情了。
We will have the same heart towards others and events in our lives.
所以在教会里面，我们就感受到神真的是很爱我们。
And in this church, we will feel that God truly loves us.
因为如果没有爱，他就不需要为我们做牺牲了。
Because without love, He didn't need to sacrifice.
他呼召我们出来，其实目的就是要让我们真的能够跟他一样。
And the purpose of Him calling us out is so that we can be the same as Him.
在这个没有指望、没有神的人世人当中，能够彰显出神这种特质，真的是有怜悯、有恩慈。
And so that He can manifest His characteristic of mercy and grace amongst the people without God.
那在怜悯、恩慈之后，有一个谦虚。
After mercy, kindness, there's humility.
那这个谦虚呢？你看一个人如果谦虚呢？才容易跟别人相处啊。
Only when a person is humble, that this person can get along with others.
你看，如果反过来，一个人如果很骄傲，大概你都不会想要跟他在一起。
So just imagine if you have a friend who's very proud, you probably don't want to spend a lot of time with him.
那谦虚的人才真的会懂得欣赏别人的优点。
A humble person is able to appreciate the strengths of others.
他会看别人比自己强。
He will see others as better than themselves.
所以谦虚人比较不会去跟人比较。
A humble person will rarely make comparisons with others.
也就是说，不会想要去跟人家竞争了。
He will not try to be in competition with others.
因为总是会看到别人比我好的一面呢。
He will always appreciate the strength in others.
所以你看那个圣经里面讲这个谦虚的代表人物就是主耶稣基督。
The poster child of humility is the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣他本来是天上的神。
Lord Jesus is God in heaven.
他现在成为人的样式，而且还是仆人的样式。
He came to the world to take on the form of man, and he became a servant.
然后一路顺服一直到死。
And he was obedient until the point of death.
所以那个主耶稣这个谦虚的表现呢、啊，他其实他自己已经这样宣告过的。
And he proclaimed this with his humble actions.
他说谦虚的人哦，才能够才是有福的，因为天国是他们的。
It says, "Blessed are the meek, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
一个人如果是有谦虚的心，才会成长。
Only when a person is humble can he grow.
一个人如果自己认为我已经很厉害了，我很好了，通常大概就停在那边了。
If a person is satisfied with how good he is, he will not grow anymore.
所以我们现在凡事就是要变得谦虚。
So in everything, we must humble ourselves.
那谦虚之后带来的一个很自然的表现的特质就是会温柔。
And a natural consequence of being humble is that this person will be very kind.
主耶稣在这个登山宝训的时候讲这个八福的时候啊，他说温柔人有福了。
Among the Beatitudes, the Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful."
Gentleness.
Gentleness.
就是很温柔的人哦。那很温柔的人，他说他会承受地土，就是承受神的国度，神的福气。
He will inherit the kingdom of God.
然后，其实我们如果想一想，其实一个人如果是温柔，才是真正的刚强。
And we know that true strength is shown through gentleness.
才会有力量。
And only when you're gentle when you're gentle that you have strength.
一个个性很强的人，其实会到处碰壁的。
A person who has very strong personality will encounter many difficulties in life.
一个个性很强，很一直要坚持自己看法的人，其实是很软弱的人。
A person who has very strong opinions are actually the weak.
因为一个个性很强，他承受不住别人的意见跟他不一样。
People who are opinionated are not able to accept that others have a different opinion than themselves.
所以温柔其实是属神的应该要有的特质。
And so gentleness is another characteristic that a chosen people of God must have.
主耶稣他说：“你们要学我的样式，因为我心里柔和谦卑。”
Jesus said that imitate me, for I'm humble and meek and humble.
但是我们如果看主耶稣的那个他的榜样啊
，If we follow the example of Jesus,
主耶稣是很温柔，但是他又并不是没有原则。
He is very gentle, but he is not without principle.
他在真理的原则底下非常的刚强。
He's very strong or firm under the he's very firm about the truth.
然后态度又很温和。
But his attitude is very gentle.
所以主耶稣他为了要完成天父的旨意啊，他不会去跟人家冲突了。
In order to complete the will of God, he will not enter into an argument with others unnecessarily.
所以当人家在控告耶稣的时候，主耶稣他一句话都不讲。
When others accused him, he did not say a word.
但是当他们控告的人所讲的事情是跟真理有关系的，主耶稣就很大声的说了。
But when the people who accused him went against the truth, Lord Jesus scolded them.
所以我们看到这个主耶稣的表现，其实也是在彰显出他这个主耶稣真的是蛮有充满神的智慧。
From Jesus' action, we can see that he's full of the wisdom of God.
那所以今天我们属神被神所召的人，我们一定要能够彰显出这个温柔的特质来，每个人。在教会里面都是谦谦和和的。
Therefore, as chosen people of God, we must manifest this quality of God, which is gentleness.
那在温柔之后有一个忍耐。
And after gentleness, we must also have long suffering.
我们通常如果我们如果是从那个不信到来信有这个转变的过程的人，通常都会感受到一个事实。
For those of us who have experienced the process of conversion, we know this truth.
也就是说，信主以后，一个人通常变得比较会忍耐。
It means that once you have believed in God, you have more patience or the ability to suffer.
也就是说，很多事情哦，就看开了。
You're able to see past the surface of the matters.
就是说，好像很多事情以前觉得没有办法忍下去的，有主耶稣之后，好像就比较可以忍下去了。
Perhaps there are things that you could not tolerate before, but once you have come to believe in Jesus, you're able to tolerate them.
当我们越认识耶稣，我们跟主耶稣的关系越亲近的时候，我们的那个忍耐的程度就越来越高。
And the closer we draw to God, the higher the ability we have in tolerating things.
那其实忍耐这个也就是一个人结出圣灵果实的表现之一。
And we know that long suffering is another characteristic of the fruit of the Spirit.
那所以这里所描述的这几个特质，就是我们今天行事为人应该有的新的做法，跟以前要不一样。
And so these are several items that we need to be different, compared to the life we led before we were chosen or called by God.
我们再看回来以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2.
这里说要用爱心互相宽容。
It says to bear with one another in love.
他说要用和平彼此联络。
And that we would keep the bond of peace.
然后这样子来保守圣灵所赐这个合一的心呢。
So that we may keep the unity of the Spirit.
所以看起来要保守在圣灵里面这个合一的心，有几个前提我们是一定要具备的。
There are several prerequisites to us being able to unify in the Spirit.
我们知道说这个合一是神主耶稣基督的心意。
We know that it is the heart of God that we be unified.
但是我们要达到这个完全的合一本身呢，我们一定有一些做法要相对的配合才做得出来的。
But before we can be completely unified, we need to have several prerequisites.
所以现在合一的前提，第一个就是要用爱心互相宽容。
The first is to love one another and bear with one another in love.
我们知道爱心是神所赐的诸多恩赐里面最大最重要的。
We know that love is the greatest grace that God can give us.
哥林多前书十三章里面讲，他说如果没有爱心，今天我们所有的恩赐、才华、所有的信心、善行，通通都是没有用的。
According to 1 Corinthians 13, if we do not have love, all the things, all the charities that we do are in vain.
也就是说，其实变得没有意义了。
They become meaningless.
所以今天爱心其实是非常重要的，在教会里面我们一定要能够这个原则我们一定要把握得住。
That is why we need to hold on to the correct principle that love is the foremost important in church.
哥罗西书三章里面说，那个爱心是联络全德，所有的好的品格啊，我们的改变都要用爱心把它串起来。
In Colossians it says that we need to thread everything through love.
哥林多前书十三章里面在讲这个爱心呢，他提到说，爱心是不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
In 1 Corinthians 13, it says that love is does not easily anger.
然后爱心是凡事包容。
It suffers long.
所以现在这个有爱心的人对人的过犯呢，会遮掩体谅。
Once we have love, we are able to understand the mistakes of others and try and cover them up for them.
我们真的度量会宽宏。
We will be more generous.
那所以就好像我们对待自己的家人一样，我们一定会用爱心来把这个过犯把它试着把它改变，然后把它遮掩，不要让它张扬。
As how we love our family members, when we have love, we'll try and make better out of others' mistakes and try and cover them with our love.
我们常常都说嘛，家丑不可以外扬嘛。
We often say there's a saying that goes, we should not spread
不好的事情，那个
we would not broadcast bad things that happen in our family to others.
所以其实这个爱心呢，能够宽容，就是说有些事情能够遮掩，那我们就能够用着神来的智慧呢，让它处理的更完美，不要是到处去宣扬说哇哪里错哪里不好。
If we have love, we will try and use the wisdom that God has given us to help solve the problem and not to spread bad news or criticisms abroad.
然后接下来第二个叫做用和平彼此联络。
And the second prerequisite is to be bonded with others in peace.
我们今天属神的人，其实我们每一个人都有主耶稣基督平安在我们心里做主。
All of us who have believed in God has this peace.Inside us.
主耶稣这个平安会在我们的心里面管理我们的心思意念呢。
The peace of God is inside us to guard our heart and mind.
主耶稣基督的福音称为和平的福音呢。
And the gospel of Jesus has become a gospel of peace.
因为这个，因为耶稣基督 所带来的这个恩典呢、啊，把人跟神之间的这个隔阂的墙把它拆了。
Because of the grace of God, the wall between man and God has been broken.
不但是人跟神之间 的这个罪墙断毁的，包括人跟人之间的那种差异也能够和能够改变。
In addition, the walls between men and men have also been changed.
所以以弗所书二章里面 才一直被强调说，这个两下合为一，因着耶稣基督才有办法真的合一、啊、
In Ephesians chapter
第二章
two,
第二章里面，这两这两个部分，这两个 portion 能够因着耶稣基督连在一起。
Because of as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 2, because of God, people different people can be joined together.
你看，在以前那个时代，有所谓的以色列人跟外邦人。
In the olden days, there were the Israelites and the others.
那个外邦人是以色列人瞧不起的，他们说你们这些是污秽不圣洁的。
The others were the Gentiles. They were despised by the Israelites. The Israelites thought they were unclean.
但是因为耶稣基督现在不分所谓的以色列人、犹太人或者是外邦人了。
Because of Christ Jesus, there's no division amongst the Jews, the Greeks, or the Gentiles.
这个隔断的墙已经被耶稣主耶稣基督宝血把它拆掉了。
The walls that were there to divide the people have been broken down by Lord Jesus.
所以我们要了解主耶稣基督这个福音是和平的，是让人和睦的。
So we must understand the gospel of Christ Jesus is to give peace among mankind.
我们今天人跟人之间如果有这个和平的心呢、啊，其实很多事情都可以解决的。
If we have the heart of peace, we are able to resolve many issues.
第三个，我们看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们要怎样饶恕人。
Verse 13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
我们要了解一个事实，主耶稣基督带来这个和平的福音呢、啊，让我们大家能够彼此合为一体，成为一家人嘛。
We must understand that the Lord Jesus has brought us the gospel of peace so that we may join together to be united as one family.
但即使在家里的人，有时候都会吵架。
But even in a family, we may have fights or arguments.
那所以教会里面有时候人跟人之间难免会有一些冲突，会有一些不愉快的事情发生。
So occasionally things may happen and people may have arguments within the church.
但是我们一定要能够看到这里这个圣经的重点，他说我们一定要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
But the main point is that we must be able to accept others.
那饶恕别人的动力来自于主耶稣基督先饶恕了我们。
And the strength to bear with one another has to come from Christ Jesus.
主耶稣在马太福音六章说，他说如果我们不饶恕别人的过犯，他说我们在天上的父亲也不饶恕我们的过犯。
In Matthew chapter 6, it says, if we do not forgive men when they sin against us, our heavenly Father will not forgive us.
所以我们今天如果想到说，其实我们都需要神的饶恕，那别人如果有什么对不起我们的事，难道没有办法因着主耶稣基督 的感动然后饶恕他们吗？
If today we need the forgiveness of God, how is it that we are unable to forgive one another?
有这个彼此饶恕彼此宽容包容的心呢、啊，这个合一才有可能会达成。
Only when we have a heart of forgiveness can we be united together.
然后我们再看哥罗西书三章的第十五节。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
十五节说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，啊，你们也为此蒙召，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
这里提到说，要常常存感谢的心啊。
It says that we should be thankful.
我们要能够体会主耶稣基督的心肠。
For us to understand the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们现在是被主耶稣选召的人。
We have been chosen by God.
我们都共同称耶稣基督是我们的主。
And we all call on the name of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们有共同的家长。
We have the same parents.
我们能够共同尊他为大。
We are able to honor him as our God together.
那其实圣灵里 在神的灵的感动底下，合一啊，合一就是神要我们的旨意，神给我们的旨意。
And so, it is God's will for us to be joined together as one body.
我们如果能够贴近主耶稣的心意，我们就了解神要我们是要我们的是什么，他在我们身上所定的旨意是什么。
If we know the heart of God, we will understand what God's will is for us.
我们在那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章里面，我想我们一定都读过的。
There's a passage in 1 Thessalonians which I think that we have all read before.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16.
十六节到十八节。
To 18.
这个学生一定都背过了。
I'm sure all the students have memorized these verses.
五章十六节说要常常喜乐。
Verse 16 says, "Rejoice always."
十七节说要不住的祷告。
Verse 17 says, "Pray without ceasing."
十八节说要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."
今天如果我们每一个人呢，都能够常常存感谢的心呢
，If all of us can have a heart of thanks，
我们会明白神让我们所遇到的事情，其实万事都互相效力。
We will understand that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
那要叫那个爱神的人得益处。
And so that that the things will benefit those who love God.
所以教会里面发生的不管大小事，我们都会觉得说啊，感谢主。
No matter what happens in our life, we will thank God for them.
我们自己所发生的事情，我们也感谢主。
And even when things happen to us, we will thank God.
有时候别人看起来不信神的人，觉得这个事情好像是很不幸的事。其实，如果我们有爱神的心，我们也会感谢主。
Perhaps there may be things that people in society may not think is good, but we thank God.
所以，如果每一个人都存感谢的心呢，这个合一，我们就渐渐的往这个合一的目标朝前进，将来一定可以成为合一的。
If we're able to have a heart of thanks, we will grow together to be closer and to be more united.
再看回来，哥罗西书三章十六节。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
他说当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂神。
Verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
这里说我们要把主耶稣基督的道理存在我们的心里。
It says that we should let the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
然后之后呢，用各种不同的各种在不同的各种不同场合里面呢，用各种方法呢，能够彼此教导，互相劝诫。
And that through many ways in many places, we would be able to teach and admonish one another.
主耶稣基督的道理就是真理，他讲过的话。
The word of God is the truth.
所以今天很多事情我们都是要站在真理的基础上。
And we must carry our life on the foundation of truth.
合一也一定是在真理的基础上的。
If we were to unite together, we must unite on the foundation of truth.
今天如果我们对每一个人对主耶稣基督的这个教训，我们都有同样的认识。
If we have the same understanding towards the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣所强调这个得救的道路都有相同的看法。
If we have the same understanding of the way of salvation provided by our Lord Jesus,
那最后一定是合一的。
At the end, we will be united.
所以其实有很多基督徒他们的那个观念里面觉得说，我们都共同在信耶稣，为什么不能够合一呢？
There are many Christians in the world who believe that all Christians are the same. Why is it that we cannot be united?
是没有错，是共同在信耶稣基督。
It is true that we have the same God, Lord Jesus Christ.
但是对这个真理的这个认知啊，以及对得救道路的这个坚持，确实就不一样了。
But the understanding towards the way of salvation and are different.
所以为什么今天有这么多的分歧出现
？And that is why there's many divisions among the Christian churches.
因为真理的基础并不一样。
Because the foundations of truth are different.
但是我们在教会里面，我们在同样我们的教会当中。
However, in our church,
我们对真理的认识如果是一致的。
If we have the same understanding towards the truth,
那我们必然会大家彼此教导，互相劝诫，我们一定会朝这个真理的这个原则一直归一啊。
And we continue to teach and admonish one another on the foundation of truth. We will grow together and be united.
那这样子，我们众人，我们弟兄姐妹大家合在一起，成为一个家人，真的联署在耶稣基督的这个结果是必然会达到的。
And it is only it's and it will be certain that all the brothers and sisters will be joined together in one.
所以今天早上所提到这一些呢，就是我们要先明白我们今天蒙主耶稣所召的恩典，这个恩典有多大。
We must understand the value of the grace that God has given us.
然后我们要有一个相对的新的生活方式。
And we need to change our lifestyle so that our lifestyle can reflect the grace of God.
我们对人对事的那种心情都不一样了。
In this way.Our attitude towards others and things that happen in our life will be different.
然后在我们实际生活里面，我们要像这些圣经所讲的这些作为，我们都能够把它实行出来。
And we will be able to act on, according to our understanding, according to the scriptures.
用爱心互相宽容。
And to forgive one another through love.
用和平彼此联络。
To be joined with others in peace.
要能够彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
To bear with one another, to forgive one another.
要能够常常存感谢的心。
And to have a heart of thanks.
要能够存把基督道理存在心里，彼此教导。
And so that we have the word of God, the truth of God within our heart to teach one another.
那这样子，我们就是真的竭力来保守这个合为一的心呢。
In this way, we may keep and be unified in the same heart.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus guide us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
511首
511